These small planes are rescuing children in a remote part of northern Brazil. The indigenous Yanomami people say they have been asking for help for the last 4 years. It's finally arrived, but many have suffered.
We see that there are serious cases. They are indigenous, mainly children with malnutrition, pneumonia, dehydration. They are usually children in a serious condition.
The Amazon's Yanomami population live in an area of fertile land, but mining has destroyed the habitat of animals they hunt, and it's had devastating consequences for them. Hospitals are now filled with malnourished children, some now in intensive care. Facilities here are basic, but there are no hospitals in their remote villages.
We have been for 4 years without health assistance in the communities. 120 communities are fighting for life. More than 20,000 gold miners in the Yanomami indigenous land with guns are intimidating communities. Communities are living with fear.
The military have been airdropping food and medical supplies. Brazil's new president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has blamed his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, and has pledged to help.
We will take very seriously the task of ending illegal gold mining. And even if it's in an authorized area for research, they can do research without destroying the water, the forest, and risking the lives of people that depend on that water to survive.
But for now, Yanomami parents are hoping their children will get better and they can once again return to their lands and live freely. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.